Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, there's more to life than meets the eye. On today's show, I wanted to discuss spirituality, being an involved being, and the true real signs that really define that you are a highly spiritual person. I think oftentimes when we think of spirituality, we kind of connect to religion, and the spiritual part and those concepts can get lost in the shuffle because we get lost in the religion and the doctrines and the various types of religions. We're not really focusing on what spirituality really means. And I think that when you are a spiritual person, you are the type of person that you see more than what's right in front of your face, okay? You have a feeling, you have a connection. And sometimes these connections are hard to put into words, okay? Sometimes it's hard to tell another person, you know, the thoughts you're having or the feelings you're having, because it might seem a little odd or different or really just hard to state in the world that we're living in. And I find that oftentimes when people are highly spiritual people, there's a tendency to question thoughts. There's a tendency to try to belittle that, and there's a tendency to want to fit in or to want to know or to find out if there's other people that also feel the same way. Is there a tribe connection? And is this normal? Is it normal to feel this way? Is this real? So here we go. Let's discuss the signs that you are a highly spiritual person. So let's begin with the first sign. And this is a biggie. This is a huge one, is that you take responsibility for your life. You take responsibility for what you are responsible for. And I think this hits home with a lot of people right now, because there might be several people in your life that don't take responsibility for absolutely anything in their life. And it can be really annoying for highly spiritual people because you see it. And I think the most annoying part is that at one point in time, somewhere in your life, you weren't taking responsibility for your situation, and you were putting that on other people. And I think sometimes when we see people doing stuff that we used to do, it seems almost over-exaggerated, right? Almost like a funhouse mirror. You see that personified by somebody else. And so, you know, a highly spiritual person has stepped back and has stopped making judgment on those around them that haven't yet taken responsibility. And usually that means taking a step back from those relationships, because you realize when someone's not willing to take responsibility for their life and for their situations and for their choices, that it's just not the right time to really connect with them, because they're not ready on several levels. So being a spiritual being, one of the things that you've done is you've taken responsibility for your life. You've taken responsibility for the good things, for the mistakes, for everything in between. You don't try to pawn that off on someone else. And you are in charge, as far as you realize there's a co-creation type situation, but you feel good and you do what's right on a daily basis to work to go to where you need to be and to create what you need to create. And that responsibility factor is really important. I remember when I finally took responsibility for my life, all of a sudden I was able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, because you know, I was trapped in a victim type mentality. And that's the second sign that you're a highly spiritual person, is that you've stepped out of the victim role and you realize that you are co-creator of your life. And at one time in my life, I felt like a victim because I had this stuff happening to me. I had a health condition that I didn't understand. I had no diagnosis. I was going from hospital to hospital. I was having experimental surgeries done on me. I almost passed away several times on the operating table. And I felt like, you know, I felt like I had no control. I felt like the victim. Like, this is always happening to me. These things are happening to me. This is horrible. Why would anybody let this happen to me? And now, years later, and years ago now, but years later from then, I was able to actually step out of that victim role and realize, you know what? I have a lot of power that I haven't tapped in on. I have a lot of power that I haven't tapped in on, and I need to do that now to see where I truly stand in my life. And when we begin to take responsibility, what we've done is we've moved out of that victim role, right? We're no longer the victim. We're no longer walking into a conversation telling people about the bad things in our life, or telling people, like, leading forward with that one foot in, saying, well, you know, this is horrible, and this happened to me, and this happened to me today, and can you believe this happened to me? Instead of that, you're walking forward and opening that door and entering that room and that new conversation in a positive, powerful position. And being in a positive, powerful position is part responsibility that we've taken, and not being the victim, no longer playing the victim in our life, and seeing the power that we truly have. Because we are powerful beings, and oftentimes what happened when we were younger is we gave our power away because we believe that we couldn't do something or create something or be something without the help of this person or that person. And what happened is when we give our power away, we believe that we don't have power. And when we're in that victim role, we don't have any power. Even though we have it, we can't see it. We've put blinders onto that. And so a highly spiritual person has stepped out of the victim role, stepped out of that mentality, and realized that they can co-create their life with the higher spirit guiding them. Okay? It's not like we're being control freaks where we think that we can run everything. That's another extreme position. And that's another thing about being a highly spiritual person, is that you realize that control is somewhat of an illusion, right? But we can do what we can, and we can positively be powerful in our position to create the things that we want in our life that actually enrich our life and enrich the lives around us. You know, the third sign that you're a spiritually healthy person is that you love your life because you're living your soul's purpose. And there's a lot of stuff around that. So remember, until we realize that we actually have a soul's purpose, we can't really get to this point, right? You know, oftentimes when we can't see the forest through the trees and we're living in the victim mentality and we're not taking responsibility for our actions and we believe that we're just being controlled by some being that just really, you know, really just really can't stand us, we don't realize that we have a soul purpose. We just think that we're on this planet and we're going to live and then we're going to die and we're going to move on. But when we begin to open up our mind and our heart, we begin to realize the power and the purpose of why we're here. We all have a soul purpose, right? A main purpose for being here. We all have a purpose that only we can carry through and carry out. Sure, you might have to work with other people to carry this through, but we have a deep soul purpose, every one of us. And when you're a highly spiritual person, you've figured that out. You've realized that we're not just going through the motions. This isn't just some sort of sick ritual that we come into this life. We get born and we die and that's it. You realize there's more to this. You realize that there's a reason for our birth and a reason for us being here, and that we are to carry out an agreement, so be it, on this planet in a body that we've rented, that we call our vehicle, our body, in, from a soul's perspective, that's entered this earth as a soul being in a human form. And I think that when you are a highly spiritual person, you get that. You get the value of that. You get how amazing that is. You understand that. And you might not understand it all the way, but you understand that that's part of it. And that's really cool. I mean, when you just think about it that way, like, hey, I'm a soul being, right? That, like, has this body that I use to travel in, like my car, and I've rented it for a while, and I'm here to do a certain job or duty, a soul's purpose, and I'm here to carry it out, and I've made that agreement before I came into this earth, and now I gotta remember it again and carry it through based on my, like, my heart's desire. Does that make sense? And I have to get past all the BS and all the layers of masks that I might have created through my life to safeguard myself, to make myself look better, to safeguard myself against my family or what have you. Or maybe I was dealing with narcissists or whatever when I was growing up, or violent family members or abusive family members. Or anything in between, or just family that didn't know how to raise kids. They didn't do it right. And they might have tried, but they just didn't do it right. They didn't know what they were doing. And so you had to overcome all that and be able to overcome any sort of anger and resentment and fear, right? I mean, all that stuff to finally get to the part of taking responsibility and letting go of this anger that gets in the way and literally takes us off target from whom we are, to get to the point that we realize we had a soul purpose, to take responsibility to make that a reality, right? And to actually follow through with it. That's a huge thing. And any of you out there who are doing it and you're on your way, congratulations. Much love and respect to you. Because this is a journey. When I return, I'll be talking more about the signs of being a highly spiritual person. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing, like, popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about the signs that shows that you are a spiritually evolved being, that you are a highly spiritual person. And right before the break, I was talking about how you begin to realize that you're living your soul's purpose and how that really comes about. You know, when we are still in the victim mentality and we're still seeing all the problems in the system and we can't see the forest through the trees, the last thing we're seeing is our soul's purpose, right? We're not seeing that at all. We don't even know that that exists on this planet. So instead, we kind of feel like we're just, you know, going through the motions, that we're just here. We are born and we die and that's it, right? And so when we finally start realizing the power that we have and we start realizing that we must take responsibility for our life to get to that next level, right? And we realize that we don't have to ever be a victim again. All of a sudden, our life's purpose begins to shine through. And the next thing I want to talk about is that you are comfortable with being yourself around other people, around everybody for that matter. And when you're comfortable with yourself, that's a huge deal, huge. That means that you're not over there wondering, are they going to like me? Do I have to act this way? Do I need to change my voice a certain way? Do I need to project my certain way? Should I wear this? Does that matter? No, you are comfortable with being yourself around everybody that you come into contact with. Now, why is that? Well, when you finally get to that spiritual level, you realize that all the other stuff is peripheral. Okay. And you realize that when you're comfortable in your own body and in everything that you're doing, right? Other people around you, they figure it out too. And when you become comfortable in your own body and in your own skin, the folks around you feel different around you. You feel different than anybody else that they hang out with. Do you see what I'm saying? Have you ever felt like you make people feel good? Have you ever seen how people are drawn to you? Do you see how people are really, really drawn to you and how people love you and they just can't wait to see you? And it's like right when you walk in the door, everybody's like, oh my God. Okay. That means that you are a highly comfortable person in your own skin and you're exuding this highly spiritual type of frequency that other people are connecting with. Now, whether or not they realize that this is a highly functioning, highly spiritual frequency, I don't know. But the thing is that they're feeling it. And it feels different than almost everything else that they've come into contact with. Do you see what I'm saying? And when you get around that high feeling of honesty and comfortability and not just happiness. It's not just about the smile and, oh, everything's great. It's so great. All these platitudes. It's not about that. It's actually quite the opposite, but not in a negative way. It's like everything is right where it needs to be, right where it needs to be at the time that it is. And I'm being very mindful of this, and I realize the responsibility that I can take, but I also realize that I'm co-creating at the same time, right, with the higher spirit, right? Okay. So it's not like I'm just a control freak that runs everything and pushes all the buttons and stands there, you know, in the cockpit and does everything. No, you realize that too, but you also realize that you're no longer the victim because you are the co-pilot. And that's what's so awesome. And then when you become more comfortable in your own skin and comfortable around those around you, people feel that type of energy. And that energy in a world that is very uncomfortable with themselves, and a world that's very insecure, that energy is awesome. Why? Because it's rare. It's a rare type of energy. And why is it rare? Because people haven't gotten past the victimhood. People haven't overcome all the masks that they began to wear as a young child to get the attention of mom, dad, grandma, grandpa. Okay? And haven't been able to see that it's not about being the victim, it's about being in the power position. And that's the honest place that we are when we're living true to ourselves. And at that point, then we realize, well, you know what? Why aren't I comfortable? I can be as comfortable as I want because now I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to get it. Why we're here. That changes everything. And that's when you go, wow, I don't really need to worry as bad as I've been worrying because you know what? There's a reason. There's a placement. You know, I've been here for a long time. There's a lot of things that could have happened. There's a lot of, you know, water under the bridge or stuff that could have gone down that, you know, could have gone a different way. But I'm here for a reason. I have a purpose. And that purpose is particular to me. And I'm going to do what I can, be in a powerfully positive position, and articulate that and make this purpose a genuine reality. And the cool thing is that when you get into this mindset, you know, the soul's purpose mindset, you realize that this is a what? It's a journey. And there's no race. One of the hardest things that I find for most of us who are working on this is to not compare to others, not compare to other people's lives, because that can get in the way of us living our soul's purpose, because we'll see somebody that we think is doing what we should be doing, or perhaps they're younger and they're ahead of us. We feel from the limited perspective from a human being looking at another human being and not being with them day and night. Yeah, we make these assumptions. And what happens is we start comparing ourselves to other people. We start what? We get off target from where we need to be. And we devalue ourselves because we start seeing all the problems with us instead of all the greatness that we have. And when we start devaluing ourselves, we start getting what? Off target from our soul's purpose, because then again, we're doing this comparison thing in this human sphere of this three-dimensional world, and we're off target again. And that can happen to the best of us, okay? You can be a highly spiritual person and catch yourself looking at Instagram and comparing yourself. Oh, man, look at her. I mean, oh, my gosh, look at that. If I could have only been that successful by now, I mean, I don't know. What am I going to do? I don't even know why I get out of bed. You see what I'm saying? You start feeling sorry for yourself, but you also start feeling like what you've created isn't good enough. And I'm telling you, first and foremost, everything that y'all are creating is good. You are good enough. You are a good person. You are a powerful being. And you just got to see that. And even the most highly spiritual folks out there will question themselves often. I think that's part of the human condition. I think that's part of us questioning ourselves, thinking that other people are better, that other people can do what we're doing better, that we aren't as good as we need to be, that we need to have another credential behind our name or another master's degree or another bachelor's degree or another certificate because I don't know if I'm good enough to do X, Y, Z. Well, first off, you are good enough. no matter how many certificates or how many degrees you get, is it going to be enough? And sometimes we got to look at ourselves and realize, you know what? A lot of times this universe sold us a bill of goods that in order to be able to do XYZ, we have to have all this stuff. When you go back to like old school and you realize that's not how it was back 100 years ago, think about it. We didn't judge people based on that. We actually saw people as they're highly intelligent beings that they are, and we learned from that. We realized that that is part of the system, and people are graced with this intelligence, and we don't have to monetize or put it into certain stigmas based on what education level they got to or not. And I think we all bring something to the table. And when we're comfortable in that position and comfortable with ourselves and comfortable in our own skin, that frequency and that vibrational level increases at a higher level, the fear factor goes away. When that fear factor goes away, we can be ourselves. And being ourselves is so important to carrying out what we need to carry out on this mission that we call our lifetime. Another thing about being a highly spiritual being is that you enjoy spending time with yourself. You don't mind spending time with yourself. You actually like it. It recharges your batteries. You're able to connect with your heart space. You're able to connect with yourself, and you're able to kind of walk through that week or that day and be mindful of how you're feeling and how you're thinking and the next step to accomplishing your soul's purpose. People who aren't highly spiritual don't know the value of spending alone time. They don't realize the necessity for that. And if you are a highly spiritual person, you realize that you need that in your life, that it's so important. Because like I say, we come in this world on our own and we leave on our own. And that means that the relationship with ourselves is the most important one. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been illuminating the signs that you are a spiritually evolved person, a highly spiritual person, and what that means. And right before the break, I was talking about how highly spiritual people enjoy spending time on their own. They like having that one-on-one time with self to decompress, to examine, to be mindful, to understand where they are, how they're feeling, and to really focus on their soul's purpose and what are they doing to get closer to achieving that, to creating that, and realizing and continuing to realize that it's a journey and it's not a race. You know, another sign that you are a highly spiritual person is that you have the courage to let go of relationships and people who no longer really fit in to where you're heading. And it's not about who no longer benefit you. I think it's based on the fact that you realize that it's really important for you to spend time with other spiritual people. I think that when you are awakened and you see the reality and the purpose of our life, it's hard to spend time with people who don't. Okay? Why is that? Because our values are completely different. Our thought processes are completely different. Now, that's not to say that things won't change, but it is saying that at this moment in time, you and that person have very little in common. And that's okay too. However, when we're on a mission and we've figured out our destination, at least to the point of the direction that we need to go, and we realize that there's way more to life than meets the eye, and we're on board with that, and it's not weird or kooky, and we're like embracing that, it's hard to be around people who feel that what you are doing is hokey, that what you are doing is odd, that you are obviously dancing or moving to a really strange drummer, that they just don't understand what you're doing. Because oftentimes when people are not awakened, what happens? Well, certain things get in the way. You know, they'll make fun of you for being this way. They'll talk down to you for being this way. They'll make fun. But also their personality disorders will get in the way of you staying really close friends. And what I mean by that is their masks that they're holding on to will get in the way of you continuing to the next level, because you can't be with an awakened person and be unawake and assume that this is going to last forever. Okay, at one point in time, the awakened person must say, okay, I've seen the other side of this mountain. Okay, I've been to the other side of this mountain. I've seen what it's like. And I can tell you about it. I'm not trying to change your karma. I'm not trying to push you to know what's on the other side of the mountain. But if you're interested, this is what's on the other side. Now, it would be one thing if the other person said, wow, that's cool, or, you know, hey, that's neat, instead of saying, no, I don't really care, or by the way, there is nothing on the other side of the mountain. That's where you're wrong. Okay. And so it can be frustrating at first, but then I have to ask you, as a highly spiritual person, why are you trying to make them see things a certain way? And I know that a lot of people think, well, I want to save them, or I want to awaken them, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. Those are all altruistic things to some degree, but at some part, you've got to let things happen on their own. I've realized that when I've tried to awaken people or change their karmatic direction, all that does for me is it upsets my life, and it also shows me that, you know what, I'm acting like a big shot when I don't need to be acting like a big shot, because it has nothing to do with me. I just need to have the courage to let go of these relationships, let go, let God, let love, right? Because that's all that matters. Just because somebody doesn't understand where you're coming from doesn't mean that they're a bad person. It just means that this is probably not a relationship that you want to be around 24/7. Because remember, you know, those weights are upon us. We're going to a soul's destination. We're creating our soul's purpose. And you really need to be around other people who believe that and are on that path as well. Because otherwise, you're just going to be holding yourself back in the form of another person. Okay? That's the easiest way that we can hold ourselves back without taking responsibility, is allowing somebody in our life to talk down to us, to make us feel bad, to push every button and all that kind of stuff. And then we go, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I just, you know, and instead of sitting there saying, hey, you know what, this is a creation of mine. I've created this. Why did I create it in another person? Because I didn't want to deal with the fact that I need to get to this next level. And getting to the next level in the beginning might feel tough. It might feel overwhelming. It might scare me. But is this really a big deal? No. But I have to let it go. And I have to let that person do their own life and not think that I'm the person that should be directing their ship. Because their ship is directed by them. And they will either eventually awaken to that or not, but you can't sit there and make them drink the water when they don't even see that the water exists. And so you're letting go of those relationships, and not in a negative way, not like, oh, see you later, kick you to the curb. It's more like, hey, I got this stuff I got to do, and I really care about you, but I gotta do this now. Nobody's going to give you a medal of honor for hanging out with a bunch of people who don't get it. Well, you're over there trying to explain your come to Jesus conversation, and they all feel like, well, you need to go, you know, you need to go into the, you need to be admitted into the hospital. Probably not a good group of people to be hanging out with. Not that they're bad people, just that they're not where you're at. You know, another sign that you are a spiritually evolved individual is that you begin to notice the synchronicities in your life. Those things that are unseen by most are the things that you see all the time. The things that most people don't even realize are the things that just, like, I don't know, they just give you all this energy. You sit there and you realize, holy hand grenade, Superman, this is pretty cool stuff, okay? This is Star Trek-y stuff right now when you think about it. And I see these synchronicities every single day of my life. Because I'm being mindful and I'm in the moment. Now, sometimes I don't always catch all of them, but I catch that I'm not in the moment. And then I like recenter myself and I go, whoa, I wonder what I missed. Because this is really cool. And it's those synchronicities and those subtleties. The subtleties that are so profound. I love the subtleties. That makes life awesome. I mean, some of the stuff that I see every day, well, you know what? It's pretty cool stuff. I don't have to drink. I don't have to do drugs to see it. And it's awesome. And it gives me a honest, true high in my life. Because I realize, yes, indeed, I am on the right track. There is so much more to this life than meets the eye. And you spiritual beings know that. You know that. And that's what fuels you too, right? That's what fuels you, because you know, wow, okay, what am I going to see today? What's going to happen today? What are the cool things that I'm going to witness today? And then you see stuff and you go, wow, this is awesome. Or you connect with somebody or you meet somebody or whatever it is that awakens that. And you go, wow, this is really awesome stuff. And I'm blessed to be a part of this in my life. You know, another thing that really indicates the fact that you are a highly spiritual person is that you notice details. You're highly detail-oriented and you're hyper-aware. When you're a highly spiritual person, you notice things. You notice things because you're not just going through the motions. You're actually aware of your surroundings. You're aware of the situation at hand. You're aware of what's going on. You're aware of all these things. Because you're not taking stuff for granted. You're not just going through the motions. You're actually a part of it. And it's really cool. And, you know, there's parts of, you know, I've done a recent show on highly sensitive people. And highly sensitive people are also very spiritual people. So one of the things about highly sensitive people is that they are hyper aware of their surroundings. And I find that awesome. I think that's awesome because you can see the synchronicities in life. You can see the subtleties in life. Because why? Because you're aware. Because you're mindful. Because you're in the moment. All of these things. All of these things are so important. And it happens. And it's amazing. And it's life-changing. And the more aware you are, and the more you notice the details, the more fulfilling your life becomes. The more amazing your life becomes. And that's what makes it so awesome. If you haven't already, go to YouTube. Check out my YouTube channel. Every week, I load new content, new video content on my channel. Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. Also, every week, I'm doing a live coaching session on YouTube. Hopefully, you can check that out. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, Homes is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I've been talking today about spiritually healthy people, about if you're a highly spiritual person and the signs that indicate so. You know, right before the break, I was talking about how highly spiritual people notice details and hyper aware of their surroundings. It's critical because you're aware, you're in the moment, you're being mindful. And when you're highly spiritual, those are the things that you're doing because you realize how important it is to see where you are, to understand what you're doing, to get to that next level, to be mindful of the situation, to be able to see all that. And you're not going to be able to get to that next level if you're not. And you also see all the synchronicities and the subtleties that are so awesome. That's really awesome. It's really cool. It's the stuff that we don't necessarily see on this planet. It's those intricacies that make our days so amazing that you want to be aware of it. And the only way to be aware of it is to be mindful and in the moment. And it becomes a way of life because why? Because it's rewarding. Because it's rewarding. It's like when you find people that love working out and you haven't really been in the gym that much or done that. And you're like, why? And they're like, because I love it because it makes me feel good. And when you finally get to that point and you try it out, you go, wow, I feel good. So why do I keep doing it? Because I feel good. When you're aware and hyperly aware of the subtleties and the synchronicities, it makes you feel good because you realize you're on the right path. For a highly spiritual person, it energizes us. It makes us feel good. It reminds us that we're in the right space at the right time. It's a validation. And I don't know about you, but I love being validated in a positive way. It makes me feel good. Who doesn't? I love that. Another sign that you are a highly spiritual person is that you're more childlike in a great way and you feel more connected to the source. When we are highly spiritual people, we've evolved to realize that we're in the moment, we're mindful, we're part of it. We see the small things in life that actually are the big things. And what's that like? It's really like being a child again. Remember when we were kids and we experienced everything for like the first time and it was really cool? Remember that? Well, that's what you become when you become highly spiritual, is you take out all the mask and the crap off and you realize this life is pretty cool. You begin to realize how important it is. You begin to realize that, you know, everything is new, really, when you look at it that way. It's all about perspective, right? It's all about your perspective. It's all about seeing things in the right light, being mindful, not judging it. And the less we judge, the more childlike we become. The less we judge, the more childlike we become. It's so amazing. And we get to like live that life that we did back in the day that was so rewarding. Remember when you were a kid and everything was new and interesting and it was fun and it was just so powerful And it was just awesome. And, you know, to some degree, you were like, wow, this is so great. And every single day seemed like a new adventure. When you're highly spiritual and you're evolved, that's what your life becomes on a daily basis. I mean, sure, there's some ups and downs, and sure, there's some things that happen in life that's not perfect. You know, car breaking down, you're getting sick, something happens, this happens, maybe you got to, you know, whatever. It's not like it's a perfect, perfect life, but you're able to deal with it easier because you're more mindful and in the moment, and there's less judgment on what's happening around you. And that less judgment is so vital. It's so vital, that less judgment. It's so vital. Because the less that we judge other people and their motivations and the situation, the better it is for us. The better it is for us, and that's what's so cool. Is that the less we judge, the better we feel. We don't get into that mindset. We're not judging everything. Oh, this situation and that situation, is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? Will this work out? Will it not work out? Is this going to be a bad situation? Am I going to look bad? Instead of judging, we walk in and we're being mindful and we allow things to happen. We allow the world to work the way it needs to work, and it is so rewarding. And I just, once I kind of, you know, flipped that switch, and I was able to feel and be more in the moment and be more mindful and more aware, just changed my life forever. It just did. And it's critical. It's critical to having that mindful life and to being awakened. And it gives depth and understanding. And also just brings us back to that time of life that was easier because we didn't put all these judgments on everybody and everything. We didn't even know that that's what we were doing. We didn't even know that's what we're supposed to do. And we're not supposed to do that. But as adults, we're raised to believe that every single situation we go into is not anything new. It's all the same. Here we go again. We're going to do this over again. Nothing's ever new. You know, same old, you know, crap, different day. I mean, people say that all the time, right? Because they get into that. It becomes a way of life instead of saying, you know what, this is a new day and I'm lucky to be alive and I'm feeling great. Let's see what happens today because it's a new day. Instead, we're like, oh, same old, same old, same old, same. So we go into that day just assuming it's just going to be the same old stuff. That's no fun. Why do we do that? Because we're trained to feel that way. We're trained to not be mindful, to not be in the moment. And when we're childlike, we're able to be more connected to the source and realize the value that our life does have. The last sign that I want to talk about is that you trust your intuition. You highly trust your intuition. It's a big deal. You realize how important it is. Your intuition is telling you on a gut level what you need to do and what you don't need to do on a constant basis on almost every choice you make. When we are spiritually evolved, highly spiritually evolved beings, we don't go against our intuition. Instead, we keep building on our intuition. As the more we build on our intuition, the more aware we become, the more valuable our intuition is, the more important we live by that, and the more louder and intensified our intuition becomes. It's something that we were given when we were born, and some of us have turned away from it. We stopped listening to it. We overrode it. We overrid that whole concept, and we got ourselves into a lot of issues and problems and stress and anxiety and stuff that happened because we did. And I've been on the other side of this coin where I didn't listen to my intuition, and I got into problem situations because I didn't want to believe that, or I didn't want to listen to that, or I wanted to override that by my mind, and my mind saying, no, no, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. But as a spiritual being, you know that your intuition is always right, as long as you listen to it. But it takes time to grow that intuition, because it's almost like somebody that was always telling you the truth the whole time, and every time they told you something, you're like, no, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Nope, that's not how it is. Don't believe you. And so over time, that voice gets lower and lower and quieter and quieter, and it begins to stop because it's like, well, you don't listen to me anyway. Why should I say anything? But when you begin to start re-listening to that and taking care of that intuition, all of a sudden what happens? It begins to get there. It begins to come around. It begins to be louder and there for you. And it helps you to create and to continue on your soul's purpose. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.